Track 5. Unit 4. Individual differences in language learning. Listening A. Listening for main ideas and details.
Excuse me, Professor Rylands. Do you have a minute?
Sure, Boris. Come in and have a seat. What can I do for you?
Well, I am worried about my English. I just got my exam score back, and it was not as good as I expected. I'm really disappointed. I don't know what to do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I wouldn't worry too much about that. Test scores are only one way to measure a student's language proficiency. You were my top student last semester, Boris. I think you have a real aptitude for language.
Aptitude? You mean I can learn languages more quickly and easily than other students?
Well, yes. But it is a bit more complicated than that. It also depends on the type of classroom you're in. It's best if you're in a class that matches your aptitude.
What do you mean?
Well, in one study, students with certain aptitudes, for example, high analytic ability but average memories, did well in classrooms that focused on grammatical structures.
Uh-huh.
But students with other aptitudes, for example, good memory and average analytic skills, succeeded in a class where the teaching was organized around the functional use of the language in specific situations.
I see. So by functional use of language, you mean talking, discussing, sharing opinions, and using language for communication, right?
That's right. Also, many people believe that aptitude is closely related to intelligence.
Intelligence? You mean my IQ? I never did very well on those kinds of tests.
Take it easy. There are many different types of intelligence, like interpersonal, kinesthetic, verbal linguistic, and so on.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Yes, and besides, language acquisition research has shown that traditional IQ tests can only predict a student's ability to analyze rules of language or metalinguistic knowledge, rather than oral production.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm much better at communication than reading, grammar, or vocabulary. Maybe also because of my personality. People say I'm pretty extroverted.
Well, the link between personality and second language acquisition is not so clear, actually. Research shows that in some language learning situations, a quiet, observant student may be a more successful language learner than one who's outgoing. On the other hand, many people believe the stereotype that assertiveness and adventurousness are connected with language learning.
Oh, I see. That's interesting.
So it's important to remember that not only personality, but also the way that personality combines with other factors, like intelligence, aptitude, and learning styles, contributes to second language learning.
Learning style? You mean a preferred way of learning something?
Yes, that's right. A learning style is a person's natural, habitual, and preferred way of learning new language skills.
Oh, so I like to learn things by listening. Is that a learning style?
Yes, it is. That means you learn best by ear. So you are an oral learner. Others say they cannot learn something unless they see it. They are visual learners. Still others are kinesthetic learners. They learn best through physical action, miming, and role play.
That's really interesting. Are there any other types of learning styles?
Sure. Aural, visual, and kinesthetic are all perceptual learning styles. But there are also cognitive ones.
Oh, cognitive learning styles are related to thinking more than our senses, right?
That's right. One that has been researched a lot is field independence and field dependence. Field independence is the ability to separate something from the ground surrounding it.
You mean like being able to see the trees in a forest, right?
Correct. And field dependence is the ability to understand things more holistically. In other words, being able to see the whole forest.
How are these related to language learning?
Well, not everyone agrees, but field independent learners are usually introverted. and good at analytic skills like understanding grammatical patterns and taking exams.
That's definitely not me.
But field-dependent learners are good at seeing the whole picture, so they're better at communicative situations.
Wow. You've given me a lot to think about. Thanks a lot for your help, Professor.
You're welcome, Boris. Stop by anytime, and good luck this semester.